Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Last March, I traveled across China with Noelle Piper, and we were doing some research for a book that she's writing on a missionary from Bethlehem Baptist Church who went to China in the 1920s, and she was there for 25 years. And we were visiting a church in southwest China and visiting with the pastor. It was a three-self church. And telling him what we knew about the history of his church, and he was telling us. And then he told us, he said, you know, I have we have this bell in our steeple and it has English writing on it, and we can't read it. Would you help us translate it? And we said, sure. So we climbed up into the steeple, and we found this giant bell hanging in the steeple, and the inscription said, Buckeye Bell Foundry, Cincinnati, Ohio, 1886. Presented to the First Baptist Church of Coffeyville, Kansas by W.S. Upham. Praise ye the Lord. And we were amazed. And he had told us that the government had called him up one day and said, we have your bell, and he didn't know anything about it. And in the 1950s, there was a political campaign in China when they went into people's homes and said, give us all your metal and burn it, and we're going to make bombs to retake Taiwan or something. And so my immediate thought was, how did this church survive the Great Leap Forward? So I asked the pastor, I said, how did this bell survive the Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution? And he turned and he said, oh, they tried to burn it, but they couldn't. It was too strong. And I said, oh, like the church in China. And he said, yeah, like the church in China. And so for me, a church bell now has become a symbol of God's faithfulness to the church in China. And through subsequent research, I've discovered dozens of these old church bells around China. So so that to me is just a beautiful picture of, it's been hard to be a Christian in China. The church has had a difficult time in China, but God has not forgotten it. And every time a church bell chimes, it's that reminder that God is faithful to his church in China.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.